This is Module 4, Step 4, Day 6. In World War I, an Allied soldier was running. He was trying to escape the bombing. And he jumped down into a hole that from mortar fire was developed. And down in the hole was a German soldier who was dying. The Allied soldier just froze and he stared at him. He didn't know what to say. The German soldier was dying. He couldn't even speak. So the German soldier just pointed to his pocket. And the Allied soldier went in his pocket and pulled out a picture of the man's wife and daughter. And all the soldier wanted him to do was hold it in front of him so he could look at it as he was dying. That's really what it's about. As you go through the chaos, is just trying to find someone else that you're just trying to rise above all the chaos with and make it home. This last day, find someone who's struggling just like you and help them rise up. C.S. Lewis has one of my favorite quotes. He says, "Friendship starts when you say to someone, 'You too.' I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only single one that thought that way." There's a rabbi, psychiatrist in Pittsburgh. His name is Abraham Tversky. He tells a beautiful story about a man who's being treated for psychiatric challenges. And every day, all day long, he would just go and hold his hands up like he was holding up a wall. Finally, after all these psychiatrists tried to say what was wrong with him, All these professionals tried to diagnose him, medicate him. One young psychologist went over to the man and said, "I'll tell you what. You take a break. I'll put my hands up and I'll hold this wall for you. And you go ahead and rest yourself." For the first time in months, the man sat down. When one person finally tried to understand, this is what's going on in his world, this is what's happening to him, I'll hold this wall for you. I'll go ahead and somehow do this job. See, no man has ever seen God. Yet, we are told, where two people love one another, their God will be. One day, a elderly woman who was living with her son and daughter-in-law got real discouraged, did not feel like she was wanted, felt like she was a burden. So, she just took a walk and sat in the park, sat by herself. The same day, a young boy who was living with his mother and stepfather felt the same way. He was a young 11-year-old boy. So in the middle of a fight, in the middle of not feeling loved, he ran out of the house and grabbed two root beers as he was going. He ran to the park and sat next to the elderly lady. Without saying a word, he gave her one of his root beers. They snapped them, they drank them together. They looked at each other, gently touched each other's hand, stood up, hugged each other, and went home. When the little boy got home, he was in a much better mood. So his mother said, "Boy, you're in a lot better mood." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I saw God today down at the park." And she had the prettiest smile. The same thing, the son went to his mother and says, "Boy, you're in a lot better mood than when you left." And she said, "Yeah, I saw God today down the park. And he was a lot younger than what I thought he would be." We find God in each other. We find it being gentle with each other. We find it when you say to someone else, "You too, I've been there." And we help somebody else rise above the chaos in our last step of inspiring others, finding the spare gas tank. Find someone today who can really use your kindness. Then what are you waiting for? Go give it to them.